This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This is an RNIB talking book. ASIO Trot by Roald Dahl. Author's note. Some years ago, when my own children were small, we usually kept a tortoise or two in the garden. In those days, a pet tortoise was a common sight, crawling about on the family lawn or in the backyard. You could buy them quite cheaply in any pet shop, and they were probably the least troublesome of all childhood pets, and quite harmless. Tortoises used to be brought into England by the thousand, packed in crates, and they came mostly from North Africa. But not many years ago, a law was passed that made it illegal to bring any tortoise into the country. This was not done to protect us. The little tortoise is not a danger to anybody. It was done purely out of kindness to the tortoise itself. You see, the traders who brought them in used to cram hundreds of them tightly into the packing crates, without food or water, and in such horrible conditions that a great many of them always died on the sea journey over. So, rather than allow this cruelty to go on, the government stopped the whole business. The things you're going to read about in this story all happened in the days when anyone could go out and buy a nice little tortoise from a pet shop. SEO Trot. Mr. Hoppy lived in a small flat, high up in a tall concrete building. He lived alone. He'd always been a lonely man, and now that he was retired from work, he was more lonely than ever. There were two loves in Mr. Hoppy's life. One was the flowers he grew on his balcony.